This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral services for South Shore firefighter Robert Behrens are set for Friday at Grace Church in Racine. The 60-year-old served 26 years before his unexpected death Saturday. Visitation is from 9 to 11:30. There'll be a noon service and burial with fire honors. Kenosha police have charged a Lance Middle School 8th grader in connection with a terrorist threat posted on Discord. Police say the kid was making claims about killing a classmate and attacking the school. A search of the home found no guns, though staff delayed reporting after hearing about it Monday. It follows recent gun incidents at other Kenosha Unified schools. The Kenosha Unified School Board will be voting on allowing metal wand screenings next week. Governor Tony Evers used his final State of the State to highlight bipartisan wins like tax cuts and debt payoff over 8 years. He criticized Republican lawmakers for blocking a permanent violence prevention office amid rising domestic deaths. Former Kenosha County school aide Anna Crocker got over 50 years in prison yesterday for child sex crimes. The 34-year-old had pleaded guilty after assaulting a 12-year-old and sending explicit messages to other boys. She was fired in 2024 when the charges first surfaced. Costco in Pleasant Prairie has plans to relocate its gas station. They'll be moving to a larger site a few blocks to the east, near Highway H and 76th Street. The old area will be turned into parking. The new area will double their fueling spots. The Plan Commission approved that plan this week, with final board review still ahead. And Illinois lawmakers discuss a bill this week to help the Bears stadium talks for the Arlington Heights site. The movement should allow the team to negotiate property taxes directly with that community. Indiana and Iowa lawmakers have also made pitches to draw the team to their states. Wisconsin has not. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his 8th and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of child care, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued,
after 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Evers says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin. A new bill addressing school opioid overdose prevention is being introduced in Madison. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jody Emerson have introduced new legislation to provide funding for schools to reimburse the purchase of Narcan. The goal of the proposed bill is to ensure every school in Wisconsin has access to Narcan, which can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose in an emergency. State Senator Smith explained what the legislation would do if passed into law and how they can keep the cost of purchasing the Narcan down.
Mandate that every school has a kit in it and helps them get that kit and pay for that kit. We put $100,000 into the bill because talking to groups who already actually donate the Narcan to schools or to anyone who asks for it, this is not going to be a big cost to them down the road.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins fellow Democrats in introducing the Healthy Families Act, ensuring paid sick leave for American workers. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
The bill would ensure that every American worker has up to 7 paid sick days each year to be used to recover from their own illnesses or care for a child or family member. The U.S. remains the only major country in the world that does not provide paid time off for short-term illnesses. Currently, nearly 27 million workers lack any paid sick time entirely. Without guaranteed paid sick leave, workers are forced to make choices between getting a paycheck and keeping their jobs on the one hand and caring for their own and their family's health on the other. However, workers with access to paid sick leave are 28% less likely to suffer non-fatal occupational injuries, and employers who provide paid sick leave see 25% less turnover in their workforce. According to a study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a universal paid sick day policy would reduce preventable visits to the emergency room and result in cost savings of $1.1 billion per year, including $500 million in savings for public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
President Donald Trump's move to end federal limits on climate pollution could cost Wisconsin billions of dollars over the next 20 years. WPR is reporting that environmental groups and Attorney General Josh Call say they will fight the rollback in court, warning that it could raise fuel costs and harm public health. The EPA says the plan will save money by giving drivers more choice, but state officials say ignoring science puts communities and jobs at risk. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. This program is aimed to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with a goal of a 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, equipment, installation, and more. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, up to $50,000. I'm Melissa Kay.
Find out more at datcp.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' Rich Bisaccia resigns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After four seasons, the Packers' special teams coordinator and assistant head coach, Rich Bisaccia, has decided to step away. Just last week, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he'd hoped he'd be back.
Rich brings to this our culture, this football team. He's a very impactful coach around here. You know, certainly, you know, I thought we've been better on teams the last few years than we've been in a long time. Our cover units have been better. Now, I got a lot of faith in Rich and his staff and what they do around here. Not only the X's and O's and what they bring to the field, but what they bring to this place culturally is really important.
College basketball, the Badgers lose at Ohio State, and it wasn't close. 86-69. Bruce Thornton led the Buckeyes with 27 points. Wisconsin now 18-8. Kewaskum speed skater Jordan Stolz scheduled to compete for his third gold medal tomorrow morning in the men's 1500 meter race at the Winter Olympics in Milan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35 tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon, 48 tomorrow with more rain, maybe a quarter inch or more tomorrow night, some snow by late tomorrow night as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.